Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Mary, supervisor on the floor. May I please have your first last name?
My name is Tammy DeWeese.
Okay, give me a moment while I locate your name, please.
Okay.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm still here, man. My system is just loading slow.
Okay.
Excuse me, and will you verify your address, please?
2307 West Jefferson Street, apartment 125C, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901.
Excuse me. Okay, and I see that this is for the crusade, and I've been advised that you didn't order this.
Right.
Okay, you're not aware of the $7.95 charge on November 21st?
No.
Okay, is there anyone in your household that would have paid their charge to get the crusade?
No.
Okay, we can file fraud on the account. What we do is we will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online, and your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place. Would you like for me to proceed?
Yes. I mean, I need to get my money back because I did not authorize this.
Okay, yes. Once I get the fraud claim started on the account, I will also issue a refund back to you.
How long will this take?
The refund will go back into your account 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, the refund confirmation number is R as in Roger.
Hang on a second, let me get a pen. Hang on. I have to get a pen. Okay, R.
663-562-906.
Okay, repeat that again. You went too fast.
R's and Roger, 2-6-3-5-6-2-9-0-6.
Okay, now, I won't be charged anymore for this, right?
No.
Again? Okay.
Thank you for calling.
So 3 to 5 business days?
That's correct.
Pardon me?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling.
My phone keeps me. Thank you. Bye-bye.